Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
All right, everybody. We've got a lot of news to break down and no time to waste on the Adam Mochler channel today. So make sure you drop a like. Make sure you subscribe if you want to help us get to 2 million subscribers on YouTube. And let's jump into the endless contradictions of Pete Hegseth. I mean, the contradictions begin even in his name. He's the Secretary of Defense who calls himself the Secretary of War, while also claiming that we're not actually at war and this is not like prior administrations and that he's actually not somebody who wants to go to war. So the contradictions are endless throughout this speech that he just gave on day 13 of our war with Iran. This war has not had a clear end goal, a clear objective, and it seems like we're experiencing mission creep, which is when the scale and scope of a mission slowly expands from its original objective, even if there even was one. And then before you know it, you're weeks in, you're months in, you're years in, you've spent billions, trillions of dollars on a war with no actual end goal. We've seen this happen in the Middle East a bunch of times. So Pete Hegseth is beginning to experience that, but he tries to lie and say he's not. He attacks the press. There's even a moment where our Secretary of Defense points at CNN and says, "I can't wait till David Ellison takes you over." Like, excuse me? You're saying as a Secretary of Defense that you want billionaires to take over the media so they can't actually ask you critical questions of a war that you started that is killing hundreds, killing thousands. Either way, let's jump into MAGA Pete Hegseth. He starts off by saying, "Today will be the highest volume of strikes that America has put over the skies of Iran and Tehran yet." It's important to notice the way he's speaking about this in this clip.
Our will, it is unshakable. Our options, maximized. And our capabilities, still building.
Holy ChatGPT.
They're going down. As I said from the start, President Trump holds the cards. He'll determine the pace, the tempo, and the timing of this conflict. His hand firmly on the wheel, as well as on the throttle setting. America first, peace through strength, in action. From day one, as our nation expects and the president demands, our warriors have fought with lethality, precision, and rapid innovation. In fact, today will be, yet again, the highest volume of strikes that America has put over the skies of Iran and Tehran. The number of sorties and number of bomber pulses, the highest yet.
Okay, pause right there. What did he just say? Today will be the highest volume of strikes that America puts over the skies of Iran and Tehran. Let's go to the next clip where he begins to attack the media. He begins to ramp up his attacks against the media because he says their headlines are false. Listen to this.
Another example of a fake headline that I saw yesterday. War widening. Here's a real headline for you for an actual patriotic press. How about Iran shrinking? Going underground.
Did you guys catch the clear contradiction between those statements just moments apart? He said a few minutes ago that today will be the highest volume of strikes in the skies of Iran and Tehran. I just played the clip. Then he rejected the idea that the war is widening. In fact, he begins to attack the media for implying that the war is widening. What else do you call it when this is the largest day of strikes yet? It's very clear that the war is widening. The Strait of Hormuz is closed. The stock market's still struggling. Oil prices are still skyrocketing. The headline that just popped up in my feed while he's giving the speech says, "Explosion heard and plumes of smoke rising from eastern neighborhoods in Syria homes." This is right as Donald Trump's Middle Eastern war continues to escalate. So Pete Hegseth is just straight up lying and contradicting himself. It is so incredibly obvious and clear to see. Earlier on, he was just straight up glazing Donald Trump, saying he has his hand on the wheel and his hand on the throttle. Like, calm down, Pete Hegseth. You don't have to glaze the commander-in-chief that much. Pete Hegseth then begins to attack CNN directly and invokes David Ellison, saying the sooner David Ellison takes over, the better. Just for some background, David Ellison and Larry Ellison are a father-son duo who are trying to acquire, like, all of the media in the United States. The son owned Skydance, so the father gave him money to acquire Paramount, and it became Paramount Skydance. Then they gave him the money to acquire TikTok, so now they have TikTok. Then the father gave the son the money to acquire Warner Bros. Discovery as a mega merger, so they'll own TikTok, HBO Max, CNN, a bunch of news channels, Paramount Plus, all of these different things. AT&T, Discovery, they'll own like a massive portion of the country's communications and TV networks. And here's what our Department of Defense Secretary says.
They're confused and we know it. Our response, we will keep pressing. We will keep pushing, keep advancing. No quarter, no mercy for our enemies. Yet some in this crew, in the press, just can't stop. Allow me to make a few suggestions. People look up at the TV and they see banners, they see headlines. I used to be in that business, and I know that everything is written intentionally. For example, a banner or a headline, Mideast War Intensifies, splashing on the screen the last couple of days, alongside visuals of civilian or energy targets that Iran has hit, because that's what they do. What should the banner read instead? How about Iran increasingly desperate? Because they are. They know it, and so do you, if it can be admitted. Or more fake news from CNN. Reports that the Trump administration underestimated the Iran war's impact on the Strait of Hormuz. Patently ridiculous, of course. For decades, Iran has threatened shipping in the Strait of Hormuz. This is always what they do, hold the strait hostage. CNN doesn't think we thought of that. It's a fundamentally unserious report. The sooner David Ellison takes over that network, the better.
Okay. That is an insane statement. That is an insane effing like threat or implication there. We already have reporting that the Ellisons winked, wink, and nudge, nudge to Trump. Hey, we are going to change the way CNN operates if you allow us to take over with no investigations, no delays into our merger. Just let this happen. Don't investigate us. Let us consolidate, which is very anti-free market, which conservatives claim to be for. But either way, they already were planning on changing the way CNN operates. Then Pete Hegseth confirms it. There is no reality in which we are going to forget this or let this go. Our Department of Defense Secretary just said he can't wait until David Ellison takes over, just implying that David Ellison is going to rewire the way CNN works so CNN can never be critical of the Pentagon, never report on things that are critical of this administration. That is the goal. And when he talks about the chyrons at the bottom of the newsfeed being disrespectful, I mean, MS Now, this is MS Now, which is perhaps one of the more liberal outlets. The chyron just says Pentagon leaders hold briefing on Iran war. That's a really fair headline, in my opinion. He also takes problem with the headline, war is escalating or war is expanding. But again, we listened to a clip of him earlier just saying today will be the largest strikes yet.
The highest volume of strikes that America has put over the skies of Iran and Tehran. The number of sorties and number of bomber pulses.
This was him like 10 minutes before attacking CNN for saying that the war is expanding. Completely contradictory. And I want to remind you, this entire conflict has been contradictory. Donald Trump says Iran killed the schoolgirls. And then we learn that actually we're the only ones with a Tomahawk missile in this conflict. So it must have been us. Donald Trump says we're going to be in and out. Here we are 13 days in. I would guess in a month we'll still be talking about this war. Pete Hegseth contradicts Marco Rubio. Marco Rubio contradicts Donald Trump. It is an absolute insane exercise we're watching. Here is Pete Hegseth trying to say that Iran is in sheer desperation regarding the Strait of Hormuz, which is still closed down, but Iran is inflicting maximum damage on us. It is not just Iran that is affected by closing the Strait of Hormuz. It's global oil prices, global energy prices, the prices of everything.
Iran has no air defenses. Iran has no air force. Iran has no navy. Their missiles, their missile launchers and drones being destroyed or shot out of the sky. Their missile volume is down 90%. Their one-way attack drones yesterday, down 95%.
It sounds like he's trying to convince people that they're doing a good job. Like, this is so 2005-esque. He's not out there updating us. He's not giving, like, steady-handed updates about the operations progression like a normal leader would. He's not standing there firmly. No. It's like he's coming out there combative, cornered, desperate to prove a point, desperate to prove someone wrong this entire time. I then want to show you him saying that the entire Iranian leadership is underground like rats. But there's videos of them today walking out in the streets amid airstrikes. They're walking around with a lot of security, albeit. And these are very evil people. The leaders of the Iranian regime repress their citizens, have killed tens of thousands of their citizens, but they're not cowering right now. They're still fighting.
Iran's leadership is in no better shape. Desperate and hiding, they've gone underground. Cowering. That's what rats do. We know the new so-called not-so-supreme leader is wounded and likely disfigured.
Are we serious here? Our Secretary of Defense said the so-called not-so-supreme leader. Who's writing this BS?
He put out a statement yesterday, a weak one, actually. But there was no voice and there was no video. It was a written statement. He called for unity. Apparently killing tens of thousands of protesters is his kind of unity. Iran has plenty of cameras and plenty of voice recorders. Why a written statement? I think you know why. His father, dead. He's scared, he's injured, he's on the run, and he lacks legitimacy. It's a mess for them. Who's in charge? Iran may not even know. With every passing hour, we know, and we know they know, that the military capabilities of their evil regime are crumbling.
Again, who's writing this type of stuff? They're walking the streets. The regime should crumble, but I don't think the United States is achieving the objective that they think. In fact, Trump supporters themselves seem mad. This just popped up in my Twitter feed, and I found this to be hilarious. He's a January 6th-er who's like, I didn't storm the Capitol for this shit. He said, why is the White House posting cringe memes of us dropping bombs on Iran after they just blew up an elementary school full of children? And no, I'm not a libtard. I'm a January 6th-er that voted for Trump three times, but I didn't vote for this R-worded stuff. Ron Filipkowski says, yes, you did. You just were dumb enough to believe you didn't. And Nathan says, you supported Kamala, who would have also had us in the same war. Kamala would not have had this in the same war. Absolutely would not have had Pete Hegseth out here freaking the hell out. I mean, Pete Hegseth knows that this is a line of attack and is trying to say this is not like prior presidents or prior administrations, but it is. It exactly is. Republicans get into power, they cut taxes for the rich, they cut health care for the poor, and they start endless wars on our taxpayer dollar.
We're solving for something here, this particular mission set, but also recognizing this country's conditioned to previous leaders, whether it's George W. Bush or Barack Obama or Joe Biden, who had these expansive, nebulous mission sets that kept changing all the time. And so the timeline kept moving and we kept pouring more troops in and on the ground. And then pretty soon everyone wonders, like I did in Afghanistan in 2012, what's our mission here? I'm not clear what it is. We're taking the opposite approach here.
Yeah, you're making your mission clear, buddy. This guy's like always too caffeinated out here trying to prove some sort of point.
In here. I'm not clear what it is. We're taking the opposite approach here and saying we've defined these objectives. We're pursuing those objectives.
Have you?
The president has his hand on the throttle and will decide ultimately when they've been reached that serve the purposes of the United States of America.
Even just yesterday, we had Trump admin officials talking about an imminent threat from Iran. And then hours later, Caroline Leavitt sends out a tweet saying there's actually no imminent threat. I made a whole video about this. Pete Hegseth then gets asked about American casualties. How many American casualties have there been? And he refuses to answer.
Right there, green jacket.
Mike Bress with the Washington Examiner. How many American casualties have there been, and where were the American service members when they were injured?
It's a bunch of return to duty. So we've had the large majority have gone in for some medical treatment and returned to duty. We've had in Kuwait, Jordan, down across the southern flank a little bit, a variety of places, most from one-way attack strikes.
But I want to clarify that. I think what we've
and
tried
Saudi
to do
Arabia.
Here
yeah,
somebody is clarify those too. Numbers rather than saying KIA or WIA wounded. Be more clear about that because the overwhelming majority, almost 90%, thank God, are returned to duty. Minor injuries returned to duty. And so
there is not really a clear answer. It's like two people trying to beat around the bush, in my opinion. And the same thing happens in this clip when Pete Hegseth is asked about the girl's school that was struck.
No, you. Yep.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Can you please provide some guidance? It's been 13 days in. Can you please provide some guidance, both of you, about the strike on the girls' school? There's been reporting that indicates that preliminary inquiry, even though it's ongoing, has determined that the airstrike was carried out by the United States. Given that there is another competing narrative that this was done intentionally, can you provide us with some guidance about whether this was the case? Secondly, we are also getting, we had heard yesterday from Energy Secretary Wright that said that the U.S. Navy would not be ready until the end of the month to provide escorts through the Strait of Hormuz. Is that an accurate assessment? And if so, can you tell us why? Thank you.
Well, with an issue on your first topic, an issue of such seriousness, we're not going to let reporting lead us or force our hand into indicating what happened in a particular situation, because the truth matters. So I can report that CENTCOM has designated an investigating officer.
I mean, what I'm going to say next is going to be obvious, but you can't say this type of stuff when the president of the United States, the man that you work with every single day on this mission, is out there saying definitively that it was not the United States, it was Iran. And then somebody asked him, how do you know this? How do you know this? And he said, well, I don't know enough about it, actually. Donald Trump conceded this like 3 days ago. So Pete Hegseth is BSing. They're all BSing, and we will continue to double down on pointing out the lies. If you appreciate the breaking news, then make sure you drop a like, subscribe. See you all in the next one.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.